There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Last year, the San Francisco Giants won it all without any black guys on the team. The closest thing to a person of color in the stands was their mascot, a biracial seal. If you want to see a seal clubbed to death, let them stroll through Brooklyn flashing those rings. And the team the Giants had to beat to get there, the St. Louis Cardinals, had no black players either. None. How could you ever be in St. Louis and see no black people? And get this, the crowds were more than 90% white. Like the Ferguson Police Department. Baseball isn't 20% black anymore. It's 8% and falling fast.
Bruh. There's a comedian, Chris Rock, stirred up some controversy this week when he appeared on HBO's Real Sports, ranted about the decreasing number of black players in Major League Baseball. What do you think of that? Major League Baseball action, and perhaps that comment, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts are going to be in evidence in this next hour for the week of April 20th to the 24th, 2015. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is the review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, conversation radio. We'll review all of them in this hour. The top 10 talk topics, folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside talkers.com. This is the outfit that takes care of talk from top to bottom, if you will, are surveying and monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the United States to determine this list. So, as we count down from number 10 to number 1, you will realize once again that Major League Baseball and a lot of sports activity, pretty much as usual, comes in at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 item has been around for a couple of weeks. The focus on Ben Affleck and his history, his roots, if you will. Here's host John Hines, who talks about Mr. Affleck petitioning PBS to censor the story about his ancestors, who apparently owned slaves.
The PBS production, Finding Your Roots. Maybe you've heard about this in the last couple of days. Today, or actually late yesterday, Ben Affleck finally spoke up about asking the host and producer of the show to edit out Finding Your Roots is when they go and they kind of look up your genealogy. Well, he asked the host and producer of the show, Henry Louis Skip Gates Jr., to edit out the fact that a part of Ben Affleck's background was a guy who owned slaves at one time. He said, "I was embarrassed. The very thought left a bad taste in my mouth." This came about, the news of this came out, because remember the WikiLeaks, when they hacked into the Sony database? There were conversations going on between the entertainment chair at Sony, Michael Linton, and the producer of the show, Finding Your Roots. Ben Affleck went on to say, "I lobbied him the same way I lobbied directors about what takes of mine I think that they should use. It's a collaborative, creative process. Skip ultimately decided what went into the show. He agreed with me on the slave owner part, but made other choices I disagreed with. In the end, it's his show, and I knew that going in, I'm proud to be his friend and proud to have participated." The email chain, though, shows Gates and longtime friend Linton discussing the request from the star to remove part of his family history. So here's my take on this. Does Ben Affleck need to be embarrassed about that having been a part of his background, his ancestry? I mean, are we who our ancestors were? Good or bad? Yes, there may be noble ancestors out there. You shouldn't take credit for whatever they did, or blame for whatever they did. Linton advised Gates to take it out if no one knows, but if it gets out that you're editing the material based on this kind of sensitivity, then it gets tricky.
Number 8.
Number 8 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Amnesty Program that released a gang member. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about the president's amnesty plan, which allowed a known gang member to come back in the United States. And now that gang member has been charged with the murders of four people.
We were told about President Obama's amnesty, if you remember, you know, the deferred action on children, and children being everyone up to 21 and even higher, depending on when you came into this country, was that we're going to deport felons, not families. Felons, not families. What a great phrase that was. It's the moral thing to do. We're deporting felons, not families. Well, we're just talking about deporting people who aren't supposed to be here. You know, and they can take their family with them, and they don't have to. But no, felons, not families. But they assured us, if these guys are bad dudes, they're out of here. The Obama administration now admitting an illegal alien who was a known gang member when he applied for amnesty was granted the amnesty. He has now been charged 2 years later in the murders of four people. Emmanuel Jesus Rangel Hernandez, allowed in August 2013 to remain here. Leon Rodriguez is the director of the USCIS, and he has acknowledged now in a letter to top Republican senator that, yes, he was approved, even though a federal crime database indicated he was a, quote, known gang member, end quote. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki declined to address this when she was asked about it on Fox News. She didn't want to address the specifics.
Right.
Well, this guy's originally from Mexico, now charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings in February in North Carolina, four people, including former America's Next Top Model contestant Mirjana Puar. Charles Grassley, Republican Iowa, said this statement confirms what we have feared, that the USCIS is not doing a thorough job reviewing the individuals who it allows to stay in this country under the president's Deferred Action Program. And it's no secret that the staff is under intense pressure to approve every application that comes across their desks, and it is putting us at risk. Yep. No doubt about it.
All right. That's number eight this week on the countdown. So we're going in order. We start at number 10. We go to number one. So number seven would be up next. Don't you like my math? 14 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? So you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time.
Took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Number seven.
The number seven item in the countdown this week, a focus on North Korea and China and the United States. There is a warning that's been issued by the Chinese to the Americans about what the North Koreans have up their sleeve with regard to nuclear weaponry. Here's host Barry Armstrong with Jay Solomon from the Wall Street Journal, who wrote the report in the journal. The latest news on North Korea's nuclear capabilities is the focus.
How did this creep up on us like this?
I think that, you know, a lot of people lost focus on North Korea in the past 3 or 4 years with the Iran situation and all this instability in the Middle East. But we've known for more than 10 years now that they not only have the ability to make weapons by basically harvesting plutonium, but they also had created an uranium enrichment program, which is basically the second path to building a bomb. And in 2010, one of the American scientists we interviewed in our story actually visited the site in North Korea. So they could see 5 years ago that they definitely had the capacity to really start ramping up their production of nuclear weapons. And that's what the Chinese believe they have done. And what's particularly scary is the perception is they can also miniaturize these warheads so that they could put them onto ballistic missiles, and that is kind of the bigger threat towards the United States. Not only that they have the weapons,
yeah,
but they're also creating the delivery system.
Right. They could shoot them to California and even as far east as Minnesota, from what I saw on your map.
I mean, I don't think they've kind of perfected this missile system, but they're certainly working on it, and they're certainly trying, and it's kind of the world really seems that they've been distracted in some ways. I mean, obviously North Korea is still on the radar screen. They launched a cyber attack against Sony around Christmas, so they've continued sort of their very destabilizing activity. But on the actual issue of the nuclear program, there hasn't really been a plan or an effort really to disrupt it in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, let me ask you, I've always taken a perspective on this that for the most part China is going to deal with North Korea. I mean, China is their closest ally, they're their biggest investor, biggest trade partner. I mean, is China reaching out to the United States for help?
I mean, that just has been sort of a case of it's your problem, no, it's your problem. The U.S., particularly the Obama administration, looks at China as the biggest a business partner, its only diplomatic ally. This is your, you know, this is your problem. You guys have the most influence on them. Why you should be dealing with it. I think the Chinese think, oh, the U.S. is the one who has the troops stationed in South Korea. The conflict is, you know, born from the Korean War, which was the U.S. fighting the North Koreans with the Chinese. So they look at it as our problem in a lot of ways.
All right, so experts have estimated North Korea to have between 10 and 16 nuclear weapons. Doesn't sound like a lot, but only one going in the wrong place pretty much disturbs the balance of power on the planet. The United States has had closed-door meetings with the Chinese when it comes to this sort of thing. So apparently this story coming out may go back a year or so in terms of the conversation, but they've kept it quiet. And that, I don't know if that's disturbing or it's not disturbing, although they've been talking, looking a little further down. 2012 was when the information first came from the Chinese. So what do you think about that? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air at 21 after the hour.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item, an event every year for the past 45 years, taking place this past week with lots of focus. It's Earth Week, Earth Day, Earth Month. Here's host Bruce Van Dyke talking to Sharon Nice, president of the National Waste and Recycling Association. They discuss the challenges of ecology versus the economy.
What are some of the challenges facing recycling and all those things that kind of came to our consciousness some 40-some years ago?
Well, there is more recycling than ever before, and right now, curbside recycling is available to 193 million Americans. That's more than two-thirds of the population. And Americans want to recycle and are recycling. However, we're at the crossroads. While we all recognize that recycling is ecologically sound, it also needs to be economically sound. And the two things that impact that are commodity prices and contamination of the recyclables.
Explain that a little more. What do you mean by those two parts? Maybe take the commodity part first.
Yes. The recycling is a commodity business where recyclables are sold to be reprocessed into other products. And right now, the value of those commodities is very low. For example, one executive recently noted that where he used to get $150 per ton of paper, he now gets $50 or $60. So those prices are way down and really challenges the ability to cover our costs.
Why are they down?
For many, many reasons. The strength of the dollar for exports, Chinese demand, also the recent dock worker slowdown in California. There are many reasons why they're down.
Well, there always seems to be sometimes a cost involved with the recycling, and I've heard other people, you know, there's a cost that it costs them more than what they're actually getting out of the recycling, but they're doing it because they don't want to put it into the landfill. So that's kind of the driving force, I guess, in one sense, to keep things out of the landfill.
Well, one of the important things about recycling is that the public can help with is to make sure that they put into that bin what belongs in the bin and keep out what doesn't belong there. It makes it easier to process, and of course, it cuts the costs a bit.
What are some of the things that people are contaminating the recyclables with?
Well, for example, plastic bags should not be recycled curbside. They should be recycled at your grocery store. When they get into the bin, what they do is they can damage the machinery that actually separates the other recyclables. Needles need to stay out of the bin. Cans of paint should not be put in the bin. There are picket fences we see in the bin. They don't belong there. Garden hoses should be out of the bin. And if you want to know more, you should check out the infographic, which we developed in cooperation with Keep America Beautiful. And it's on the website beginwiththebin.org. It shows you the top 10 products that belong in that bin.
All right. One of the things that came about just sort of as an aside here to the reality of Earth Day that, for me anyway, makes this of value is the information, as long as it's not one-sided, that can be gleaned and presented in schools, whether it's elementary school, junior high school, college, the education about our environment. I'm not one of the people who thinks that the Earth is collapsing because of human contamination or use of fossil fuels. I think that it may be playing into some of the problems that we have, but the Congress is currently in the process of setting the federal budget for the fiscal year that's coming up, so maybe it would be a good idea if you tell your congressman to include funding for environmental education in the public school system. Food for thought from the countdown to 28 past the hour.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American Veterans.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the perspective of Talkers Magazine, the stories that are in the news talk radio focus for this past week, that's what we do in this hour of the program, and we're focused on the last full week of April, ending on Friday, April the 24th. Here's where we've been so far in this hour. At number 10, what's going on in Major League Baseball? Pretty much that's the focus. Other sports coming to a wrap. Ben Affleck's cover-up, or at least the alleged request of Ben Affleck to not to have a PBS special focus in on his roots. Number 8, the amnesty program, federal amnesty program that released a gang member who went out on a shooting spree, apparently. Number 7, the North Koreans and their nuke program. Number 6, Earth Day. So that brings us around to
Number five.
This is a very important story from my perspective. A lot of people think that this is just one of these. Is this a telling moment? I guess it may be better to ask a question than to make a statement here regarding Freddie Gray, the man who was killed in Baltimore, and all the protests that have taken place this past week because of the circumstances with the police. Here's host Clarence Mitchell talking to William Murphy, who's the attorney for the Gray family. They discuss the status of the case at the moment and the state of policing in America.
You have so many cases, Billy, that you've been involved with, and you've, you know, said some cases you don't want to be involved with. What made you decide to take this case?
Well, this is a signature case about what is going on in America, and I think the national dialogue could stand improvement about these kinds of cases and this phenomenon of police brutality. And I'd like to contribute to that national dialogue. Number two, this is a family that is in great need. This is a shocking loss for them, and they are grieving unbelievably. And they're angry at the same time about how this life could just be taken away so suddenly and without any apparent good reason. We know now that, and the police virtually admitted yesterday, that there's no probable cause for the arrest. And
can I stop you there, Billy, because that's an important point. I've been harping on this since I've been on the air now 8 years, looking at a police policy that's been in existence for about 15 years now, which escalated to this New York-style policy of policing. We have to look at this case as a microcosm, attorney and former judge Billy Murphy, of what is wrong with policing in the city.
Absolutely, and a microcosm of what is wrong with policing in the nation, because the hits keep on coming.
Go ahead, call me Clarence. You want to say Clarence?
I do want to say Clarence. The hits keep on coming, and every day there's a new outrage. And next week there'll be a case worse than this one. And I'm on the verge of asking for Justice Department intervention. Because I was not satisfied with the progress of the investigation, as I heard it yesterday. And bear in mind, I don't blame Stephanie for this, because she's stuck with these police officers. And she has to depend on them to give her the information. She can't go out and investigate the case personally. And I can sense her extraordinary frustration. Number one, that this happened on her watch, but number two, that the progress of the investigation is less than satisfactory, unless there's something, a bombshell of some kind, that they don't want to tell us about.
Two questions besides the whole probable cause thing, which to me, if you're in Baltimore City, you need to be worried about jogging through a bad crime area, because you will be stopped, according to the definition we heard yesterday, by
running
the police.
While black. Or another way of putting it is felony running.
I mean, just amazing to me. And then two things popped up for me listening to the press conference. And number one, the commissioner admitted that at one point during the detaining of Freddie Gray in the whole situation, he requested an inhaler. What I didn't hear, though, was what was the response from the police? Did they say no? Did they say shut up? What was the response when he requested the inhaler?
Well, obviously, circumstantially, the communique was that he didn't get it. Because it would be a non-issue if he didn't get it. But I agree with you. Somebody should have just been forthright and said, he asked Officer X for the inhaler, and Officer X refused to give it to him.
Number four item on the countdown this week. This is something also, as the week came to an end, that really was stirring the pot. Those drone strikes, killing hostages, Americans, and the president apologizing. Here's host Dory Monson talking to Maura Reynolds from Politico.com about the details of this strike on Al-Qaeda that killed hostages, including this one American.
What are the details as we know them on this particular drone strike?
Well, the details are still coming out, but the administration is saying that this was an attack that did not specifically target any individuals, and in other words, basically, they didn't know who exactly was inside this compound when they bombed it using U.S. drones.
So why did they, in fact, target this particular area, this particular compound?
Well, they say that, you know, hundreds of hours of surveillance had indicated that this was a compound being used by Al-Qaeda militants, presumably, to plan attacks that there were. They didn't know specifically who the leaders were, but that they believed that they were definitely militants and that bad things were going on there. And they say that in the hundreds of hours of surveillance that they did, they saw no indication that there were any civilians or hostages being held at the site.
Now, this happened months ago. It happened in January. Why are we hearing about it now?
Well, I think we're hearing about it now primarily because the Wall Street Journal looks like they were about to publish a report on it. But also, behind the scenes in the U.S. government, including between the Congress and the White House, there had been some tension over this incident that was about to break into the open. Dianne Feinstein, who's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, had been asking the White House to certify that these deaths were in fact legal under U.S. law, and that had delayed the acknowledgement of these attacks for some time while the White House tried to accommodate that request, at least of the way we understand it right now. But in any event, you know, a question about exactly who was killed, exactly, you know, whether Congress had been adequately informed and under what legal authority they took place, all of those things taking place behind the scenes delayed any public announcement.
Number three.
The number three item, something that's been around and we'll kick it around from now until the election in November of 2016. Who's running for the presidency? Here's talk host Halloran Hilton Hill. A great name, Halloran Hilton Hill. Says candidates ought to have to decide if they're going to be a senator or a presidential candidate, but not both.
This message is for Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and maybe Marco Rubio. I cannot consider voting for you until you make an important change. All three are U.S. senators. I have no beef with them personally or politically, but I'm saying quit the Senate and run for president or drop out of the race and be a senator. You can't do both. Let me explain. Just to compete in the primary, the cost of entry is $50 to $100 million. Running for president is an 80-hour-a-week commitment. You owe it to the people from whom you take and raise the money to run and run hard and run to win. How can you make the case that you can run for president of the United States, leader of the free world, CEO of the world's superpower, and serve your state in the U.S. Senate? In trying to do both, you are sending several mixed messages. One, that the job of senator can be subbed out to your staff. Well, if that's true, then that means a Senate seat isn't a really big deal, and that representing your state isn't a full-time job. Two, you're saying you're not all in. You're not even willing to believe in yourself, your team, your message, your candidacy enough to put it all on the line. You haven't cast the ultimate vote, the vote for yourself. Why then should I? You're saying, number three, you're double-dipping. Part of the $50 million pays you to be a candidate. The taxpayer shouldn't tote the note and cut you a paycheck for being a senator while your real full-time job is running for president. I have nothing, personally or politically, against Cruz, Paul, and Rubio. My eyes and ears are open. I want to hear their vision for America. But I can't vote for any of them or any other candidate that's serving in office and running for president.
Interesting and provocative and thoughtful analysis of a situation that often is whisper conversation, but not on the top of the front burner. So, Mr. Halloran Hilton Hill, thank you for that. Food for thought. That's what most of the items here on the Talk Radio Countdown are aimed at, getting you to think and respond. You can send me an email if you'd like about any of the issues or how they're presented. Doug@DougStefan.com. Number two, up next on the Countdown.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code Doug, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over $25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. $11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. $14 million more in drums, keyboards, and techs. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Number two.
Number two is a focus on what's going on in the Middle East. There are all kinds of things actually going on in the Middle East. The continuing Saudi-led airstrikes the U.S.-backed offensive aimed at restoring Yemen's internationally recognized president. The item that actually talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking about here with the military analyst Jeff McCausland. It's called the Renewal of Hope Campaign.
The decisive storm air campaign from the Saudis, they have ended that and started a new one called Renewal of Hope, preventing the Houthi from targeting civilians or changing realities on the ground. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Well, it sounds to me like what it means is hopefully that things are moving towards some kind of a political settlement or negotiations. And a minimum would suggest in military terms that they believe they have accomplished their major task of perhaps destroying major weapons that the Houthis have, and now want to see the battlefields fixed in place. If there is a Houthi offensive, they have said they would renew the air campaign, at least in part, if required.
All right, so it doesn't mean that the air campaign is not working. It potentially could mean that they've destroyed all the targets they can from the air.
That's the point, Rick. As I said, and also if they think the rebel offensive has stalled. At the same time, there are things going on in the background that would suggest to me there's a possibility of some type of political discussion beginning. The Houthis also, for example, today released the brother of President Hadi, who had been the defense minister in his government.
Hmm.
That might suggest that there's, you know, some gesture towards sitting down and doing some negotiations. One of their spokesmen also said they would be willing to consider negotiation if there was a third party to sponsor those. United Nations has been working very hard. They would be the obvious third party.
Now, is Egypt involved at all? Because they had voted like a month ago that they were going to get involved, but hadn't heard that they really were yet.
Egyptians are involved. There are Egyptian ships in the area, as well as those from the United States, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and, of course, the approaching convoy from Iran. But the Egyptians said when they made that announcement, they were going to do a ground assessment. We haven't heard any more about that, but you're right, Rick. They did say that, particularly if they're going to enter on the ground. So I think where it may be is the quid pro quo that might be shaping up is negotiations in lieu of some kind of ground offensive led by the Saudis that might involve Egyptian troops as well as troops from several other Arab countries.
While this is all going on, and we're sending the aircraft carrier and the other vessels to Yemen, what is happening in Iraq with our air attacks in Iraq?
Yeah, you're right, Jim. Theodore Roosevelt had been conducting airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, it had been positioned in the Persian Gulf to do that, and now moving into the Arabian Sea. Now, Pentagon and CENTCOM spokesmen have said that the campaign will go on, then it's going to shift over to using ground-based air, but whether or not they argue that it will not have an effect on the pace of the campaign. So clearly, to some degree, U.S. assets are being stretched, and that's why I think in many ways, if you're in Washington right now, as the president said at the top there, you'd like to see this thing in Yemen settle there.
All right, so if you look at the stories that are a part of the countdown this week, whether it's this sort of thing, ISIS, the problems in North Korea, you come to a conclusion maybe that we have too many arms dealers, too many arms makers in the world. Is that a conclusion you can come to? Number one next on the countdown.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The world, as we see it, in the news talk radio world anyway, number one this week, the focus on nuclear negotiations with Iran. Talk host Joey McLaughlin here with David Sanger from the New York Times. They discuss what we now know about Iran's ability to build nuclear weaponry.
A secret replica of Iran's nuclear facilities at a national security lab in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, has helped scientists devise estimates of Tehran's ability to build a nuclear weapon. David, first, what are we looking at broadly?
Well, it's more than final details, because, well, I think the State Department would like us to think that we've got an agreement on all issues in principle. What we've learned in the past 3 weeks is that the American and Iranian sensibility about what's been agreed to or not is somewhat different. So it's going to be more than a little bit of work between now and then. But this is not simply a diplomatic exercise, but instead has deeply involved the people from the laboratories who built the first American nuclear weapons and has sustained the nuclear fleet ever since to help come up with technological solutions to slowing down the Iranian program through these negotiations.
Explain how some of the folks at these labs were used, David.
Well, The labs have played a critical role in coming up with technological solutions that would give the Iranians the face-saving ability of saying that their facilities are still open, but altering those facilities in such a way that you wouldn't be worried that they could produce nuclear weapons-grade fuel. And that requires a lot of calculation, a lot of ingenuity, and in some cases, some actual experimentation, which they did at the secret facility in Oak Ridge that replicates what the Natanz and Fort Hill enrichment centers in Iran look like.
All right, part two of this discussion. Number one, the Iran nuclear situation. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia about Kaine's call for congressional oversight on the president's plan that's been put forth with the Iranians.
How much oversight are you looking for, Senator?
Well, this deal is fundamentally about one thing. What must Iran do in terms of its nuclear program, giving up nuclear ambitions in order to get out from under congressional sanctions? And since that's what the deal is about, Congress needs to be engaged. So the bill that I wrote with Bob Corker, Bob Menendez, and Lindsey Graham basically sets up a review process. If and when a deal is finalized, it gets submitted to Congress, and based upon amendments that were made in the Foreign Relations Committee this week, Congress has a 30-day period to review the bill, to either pass a resolution of approval or disapproval, or take no action, which would allow the sanctions relief to go forward. But this is too important a matter just to have it done unilaterally, and it's important that Congress have a meaningful role.
What are you personally going to be looking for as far as what this deal says?
Yeah, Jimmy, the White House announced a framework on April 2 that had some items filled in and others, you know, left to be determined in the next 12 weeks. The items that I liked, Iran is agreeing to roll back its stockpile of enriched uranium from 10,000 kilograms to 300 kilograms. That's a huge concession, and that's far less uranium than it would be required to build even one nuclear weapon. So if they do indeed roll it back, and they can be verified that that's capped and they don't have any more than that, that would be a huge concession.
Well, but that's the big part, being able to verify.
Absolutely. And I would say the two pieces that are still to be determined is, are the inspection regimes that Iran is going to be under sufficient to guarantee us that they're not cheating? There were some positive elements of the framework, but much to be determined. And then the other item that still is out there is, how and when will Iran receive sanctions relief? You know,
right.
What do they have to do first before they get relief? And my hope is, frankly, that the relief is phased over time. We need to just test Iranian compliance over a long period of time and release these sanctions slowly.
All right, so you've heard all 10 of the items. In terms of people, there's always a list of the most talked about people, and that list includes Ben Affleck, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, Freddie Gray, Warren Weinstein, Carly Fiorina, Mrs. Clinton, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and President Obama. The poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com gives you an opportunity to look at the top 10 list of talk topics and tell us what you think is the most important one. You can also do that at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So of all the 10 items this week, is the nuclear negotiation situation with Iran number one for you? Not for me. I think the Freddie Gray thing is number one with me. But you tell us what you think is the situation, because we're always looking for that input. This is a program that helps you understand what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stapp.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thanked hopefully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.